Hey, good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Tuesday night edition, Into the Night, with me, Sean Kelly. How's everybody doing tonight? I'm doing okay. You know, trying to catch up on my vacation that I had last week. It was a pretty crappy vacation because it rained every day. The only time I had a good time was when I went fishing with my friends. And, it just felt good to get out there and just relax a little bit. But then again, you know, it's crazy, though. I would like to talk about how we deal with stress tonight. It's an open discussion. It's about anything and everything. And people, hey, 10 o'clock talks. What's up, buddy? Welcome to the show. And so we'll talk about anything, open discussion and stuff. But before I go on, I have to tell everybody that, I am on UPRN Talk Radio 105.3 New Orleans, 107.7 Mississippi. And I want to thank Joe Monteldo for allowing me to be part of his host who, are on this platform, UPRN Talk Radio. I also want to thank Carnation for sponsoring the show for me tonight. And they sponsor all my shows, and I'm truly grateful for it. In fact, I tried some instant Carnation the other day. First time in a long time. You know what? It really wasn't that bad at all. I prefer 2% milk instead of, you know, the 1% what they recommend. You know, 1% is like drinking water. White water, but 2% is okay. But back to, you know, dealing with the stress. My guest tonight could not make it. There was something. Cindy Simpson, how are you? Good to see you. And so I just was thinking and thinking what kind of topic I could bring up, what I could do. And you know what? I put it in fate's hand, you know. I put it in God's hands, if you want to put it that way. So whatever comes out tonight in this hour, I guess it was supposed to be said. I should have just found out, sir. And then I was just frustrated and stressed. So whatever happens this hour, is going to happen. Whatever is said in this hour is going to happen, you know. Cindy, Mr. 10 o'clock talks. Jamar, good to see you. Love almond and say yum, even the coconut. Hell yeah, that's a good song. That's a good song. But I want to welcome everybody to the show. I do want to talk about stress. A little bit before we go on to other topics. And as we're talking here, anybody in the chat room that just wants to, the ghost of 9/11, you know, that could be, that would be interesting. Think about it, right? And 10 o'clock knows the deal. The ghost of 9/11. What I would like to do one day, maybe 10 o'clock would like to go, is go to New York, you know, at Ground Zero, kind of like doing, you know, an investigation. Or just not so much doing all that, you know, investigation, but, you know, just have your EVP with you and start asking questions. And we'll see what happens. I know for a fact that 9/11 out there, where in the hell's that? Shanksville. I was contacted by a person who actually lives on the crash site of that plane. And they wanted me and my group, Pittsburgh Paranormal Society, to go out and investigate it, because they were having so many paranormal events happening in their house and around their area. There's like three or four other houses that are around that crash site. And they were getting really, really concerned. Good evening, Jamar. And we were all set, ready to go. And then at the last minute, they canceled it. And I wasn't mad, okay? You know as well as I do that if there is a major catastrophe, ghosts want to be heard. Ghosts want to talk. So Shanksville, I don't know if anybody died at the Pentagon, but, you know, down up there in Ground Zero, I mean, do they want to talk? Do they want to communicate? Seeing, especially up in New York, seeing, you know, those videos of the people jumping out the window from really high up. Now, there's a lot of theories going around 9/11, and I'm not going to jump into it tonight because I don't feel like it. I just want, like 10 o'clock said, you know, we'll just talk about the ghosts. Now, I guess you can coincide, you can incorporate both stress and 9/11. It really opened my eyes that day when that happened. And I didn't remember exactly where I was at. I was at the Eaton Park up on West Liberty Avenue having breakfast. And somebody came in and said, planes hit the Twin Towers. I was like, whoa. I didn't believe it at first. And then I got home and I saw it all over the TV. And it was just like a moment of sadness just came over me. And I can guarantee it, it just came across everybody. And it was like, well, what do you do? What do you do? And then your mind starts racing. Oh, hell, what happened? Who did this? Of course I know it's you, Mike. I sure do. I know it's you, buddy. And Mike's going to be on my show next week, and we're going to have a really, really good show on next Tuesday. But it's like, what do you do? You're stuck in this, like, slumber, like, you're stuck in this mind, like, you don't know what to do. And then you see all the jagoffs. That's right, it's a Pittsburgh thing, it's a Pittsburgh word, jagoffs, going on here. The media's causing all kinds of scared tactics. I call them scared tactics. And some news reports were not, you know, reporting the news. They were mostly concentrating on all the bad stuff that happened that day, you know, and it was bad. There's no ands, ifs, or buts about it, right? It was terrible. But the show video of the people hurt, the people jumping out of windows. You know, the video of the planes hitting the Twin Towers. I would call that shock and awe. It would be shock and awe. But back to Michael's thing, the ghost. That would be an interesting thing to do, is to go to New York and go to Shanksville and see what we find. I think we would do better with the EVPs, which is a digital voice recorder, and which we call electronic voice phenomenon. and just let it run and see what happens, you know? Or else you can bring in that necromancy at that Woodsworks, and you can play that on your phone and see if they want to talk. Damar says, I had a roommate who worked security at night. She listened to Howard Stern. When she got off in the morning, getting off the bus down the hill from my house, he announced a plane hit the World Trade Center. She came running in the house. We turned on the news just as they were breaking the news. And how did you feel, Damar? How did you feel? What was your first feeling that you got? I mean, that's something to wake up to, you know, and Mike says, or Johnstown, the areas of the flooding, sometimes I'll call it the city of the dead. Yes. What was the name of that place up in Johnstown? Okay, Jamar says, I thought he was pulling the leg of his audience. Yeah, but Mike, coming back to Johnstown, yeah, because you can go out there and you can actually see the steeple of the church that's still in the water. That's pretty crazy from what I understand. Never made it up there to investigate. But who knows if I'll ever get up there, you know, or anybody get up there. I know that some investigations that we've done in the past when I had a group, you know, it had to be, you know, you couldn't say nothing to nobody about it. It was private. But, and I'm just going to go with that right there. But eventually, Johnstown, I would love to go and see the steeple in the water. And they did. I wonder why they... Did they have to do the flooding on it, Michael? Was there, or did it just flood out? I don't know. I don't know the story. Jamar says that was the Economo Dam. Okay. That's something I have to read about, you know, after the show tonight. Let's see if we cannot do the show on it. I think it would be very, very interesting. But yeah, Mike, let's go up. Let's go to New York. Let's go out to Shanksville if we can and just stay at the site and turn on, you know, the digital voice recorders, the EVPs. Now, then I'm going to put this question out to everybody. You know, if you want to respond in the message, just go to the Pittsburgh Paranormal Society Facebook page. Go to Messenger and leave me a question or leave me a message if you disagree or agree with something. But I'd like to ask you guys out there right now to this day, do you think if me and Mike or me and anybody else or any other paranormal people went to Shanksville, went to New York, do you think we will be invading the privacy of the ghost? Do you think we would be or would not be? And I'd like to hear your answers. Mike says, complete death and devastation, mass numbers. Yeah. And I do believe, Mike, that's the start of all this bullcrap. Okay. I'm going to put this up here because I cannot pronounce that. But Mike, I believe that's the start of everything that happened to where we are at today. But I don't want to get political. I mean, there's so much crap going on right now. The only thing I am going to bring up is that the judge told Donald Trump that he'll see how the case is going, and maybe he can make it to his son's graduation. You know, you might hate Trump. You might love Trump. But what this judge did was totally, totally wrong. Okay? Totally wrong. Holding a person back from going to see their kid graduate. Jamar says, sorry, was messaging on my phone. It does not relay my message as well. Okay, not a problem, Jamar. But back to that judge who said, you know what? You have to be here in court. But we'll see how the case is going. And maybe you can get to your son's graduation. Who in their right mind is going to tell a parent that they can't go nowhere? That's a bunch of horseshit. You know. It was disgraceful. It was displeasing. It was truly downright ignorant. Really ignorant for a judge to do that. So, I don't know if he made it or not. If anybody out there could tell me if Donald Trump made it to his son's graduation, please inform me and my people out here. So, I can relay the message. But to me, that's a bunch of crack. It's a bunch of bullshit is what it is. You know. And I'm not... And... You know, it just, how people are so freaking mean, and how they just want to have control. Is control that big? Is it? Is it big? Now, see, I just lost three people because I talked about Donald Trump, and you know what? That's okay. You know? This is my show. This is my hour. And I'm going to tell, you know, speak what I'm going to speak. You know? He threw everything but the kitchen sink to delay the trial, and he still not paid $175 million. If it was me and you, we'd be in jail. Of course we'd be in jail tomorrow. Absolutely. Absolutely. And I mean, I'm not going to get into it with you. I know how you feel about him, you know, I really do know, but I'm respecting what you believe in. But Jamar, don't matter about him paying $175 million to delay the trials the whole nine yards. You should not be told that you cannot go to your son's graduation. That's horseshit, and I'm just going to leave it at that. But yeah, back to stress, back to the stress of things, you know, look what he's going through. That's insane. But you know what? Each one of us have a different way of dealing with stress. If you want to, anybody out there that wants to share their way of dealing with the stress out there, feel free. Please tell us in the chat room. I will share it with the rest of the people. But for me, a long time ago, I used to get ulcers. I get ulcers when I stress out. And I can't stress. So what I do is I get very, very quiet. And I get deep inside myself. I don't talk to nobody. I try to be alone, you know, and try not to think of the crap that is going on with me and my stress. So that's how I deal with mine. Okay. Or go out there to South Park and look at the buffalo when there's a lot of buffalo out there. And I go sit and watch them. Sometimes I talk to them. Jamar says, no, it is cool, and yeah, it does not seem fair, but guess he pissed the judge off. All right, and we're going to let it go, Jamar. I'm not going to go with it. That's it, you know. That's it. I respect your opinion, and I'm not going to get into a shouting match with you. I'm not. And that's your opinion, and I respect that opinion. Just as long as you respect what my opinion is. Seriously. Not mad at you. I'm just telling you that no more. It's not going to happen tonight. Uh-uh. Can't do it. But, wow. So, How was everybody's day today? How was everybody's day? You know, and mine was okay. You know, but no more. And these things with the bridges, you know. And what I'm telling you is what's been on my mind. You know, it's like, what's with the bridges? The first one that happened in Baltimore, then the 26 barges that supposedly that were released, that broke off their moors and landed in the bridge. Well, tell you something. I worked on the river. I worked on the towboats. I did. Okay. And I will tell you, when the river is rising, it is hell to keep them barges together. They will break the mooring, and they will go down the river. But what's crazy about the whole thing is that this thing ever since happened in Baltimore, you know, people were going out with some conspiracy theories about these barges. It happens. Jamar said was a good day, made buckwheat pancakes. Haven't had those in a while. Have not had those in a while, but I do enjoy them. So it isn't a conspiracy. Shit happens, you know. The water rises, the barges break off their mooring, and then they go down the river. It's just like that. And yes, they do hit the bridges. They have nowhere else to go. They also go over the dams. But you don't see, you know, the government going down there and doing this and doing that. No. They don't have to. It happens. But what gets me mad, though, is when people try to put a spin on the story. That's what gets me mad. Because they don't read all the facts into it. They don't. I remember one time on the towboat, I was on the Big Tom. I worked for Premier Marine. And one time the water was high and barges were coming down the river, and we had to go and intercept them and put, you know, do the tow back together again. But we had to, that was like a rodeo. No lie. Because the river was high. That was it. Pure and simple. I mean, those places are so well guarded and there's so much security around there that it would be hard for somebody to deliberately come in and break and cut the lines so those barges go everywhere. Quit making stories up, everybody, about some conspiracy theory about it. You know, I mean, for you know, the thing down in Baltimore, I have my theories on that, and I'm going to say that that could have been an act of war. It could have been a sabotage part, but, you know, I need to see more evidence with it. You know, I'm just not going to jump off the handle and say, yeah, we were attacked. You know, sure, closed down the bridges. Closed down all the bridges in Pittsburgh almost when those barges hit, you know. But you don't have to take a little story and blow it up to something really bad, like someone's trying to attack us. And then, sure, everyone says there's sleeper cells out there in the United States. So what? If there is, there is. There is. And I know there's a time that something's going to happen and, you know, maybe they might, you know, start one big jihad, whatever the hell they call it. And there's people going to get hurt. I might get hurt. Who knows what? But you know what? It hasn't happened yet. I don't know who's worse, the media or these sleeper cells. Who's worse? I would have to say the media. You know, like I said before, shit happens. Jamar says, okay, it was the South Fork Dam that failed, flooded Johnstown. It has never been rebuilt. Thank you, the South Fork Dam. Thank you, Jamar. And So it's, I'm going to have to look that South Fork Dam up and take a ride out there and check it out and see what's up. So just let the media just like freaking quit doing what they're doing and let people enjoy their lives, you know? You know, a lot of people say, well, we need to hear the news. We need to hear the news. We need to hear what's going on. We need to be told what's happening. Granted, yeah. But for news agencies to be truthful about what they put out there. Now, I don't know, and here's another crazy thing, but I'm going to keep talking and I'm going to bring it up after the break. But yeah, so do the news. Don't scare the shit out of people. Let the ghosts scare them. It's just insane. It's just ridiculous. But shit's gonna happen and everything is gonna happen, it's supposed to happen. I don't believe in coincidences. I do believe that everything happens for a reason. Yeah, I do. So there was a reason why that boat hit that bridge in Baltimore. And there's a reason why the damn barges, broke off their mooring because of high water. And I don't know if anybody has seen pictures or video of Pittsburgh now, downtown Pittsburgh. Point State Park was flooded out. Oh yeah, everything was flooded down there due to all this rain. And what's sad is it's supposed to be severe thunderstorms tomorrow morning. Supposed to happen around 5 a.m., 6 a.m. That's craziness, But Mike, he came up with the idea about the ghost of 9/11. That's pretty cool. And you know what? I'm going to do some research on that, and I'll give you a call, Mike, and we can talk about it some more, But I'm here with you. I'm here with you this hour, and I'm happy that I am with you guys. I really did look forward to hearing, seeing, having my guest on tonight because she has a lot of good things to say about aliens and stuff like that. But she can't make it, so I got her scheduled for May. So hopefully, she'll be able to come on in May, and she can, share her experiences with the aliens and stuff like that. It's pretty interesting, and a pretty interesting bird she is, But it's getting close to the break time, so I'm gonna be gone for about 70 seconds, and then I shall return. And then I want to tell you a story that I heard. No, I know that, hon. Shanksville is not far from Johnstown. I've drive through Shanksville going out to Gettysburg a lot, and we did some investigations out there in Johnstown. And when I ride through Shanksville, it just got this eerie, creepy feeling. I don't blame it for being eerie, creepy on what happened out there. It just happened. But I am going to go into my 30, 70 second break. If you have to go to the bathroom, get a cigarette, get something to drink, I will see you back in 70 seconds. Hey, good evening, Michael Anthony. Good to see you. And welcome back to the Tuesday night edition of Into the Night with Sean Kelly here on UPR and Talk Radio 105.3 New Orleans, 107.7 Mississippi. Hey, Joe Fox, good to see you, pal. All right, it's good to see you, Joe. Good to see Michael. Good to see Jamar and Cindy and the other people who come and visit me. All my trolls and all the people who hate my guts but like to follow me, welcome. I want to thank Carnation again for sponsoring the show for me tonight. I wanted to tell you something. Now, there on TikTok, there is this priest. I don't know if he's a priest. Always good to see you too, Joe. Absolutely. And on TikTok, there's a priest that always goes on and he blurts out messages and stuff. Really, really nice priest. Really nice person, real nice priest. I enjoy what he has to say. Sometimes when I'm not right, he'll come on and he'll say the right thing, and I just feel better about it. But the other night, the other day, maybe some people saw this on TikTok, maybe they didn't. But the other night he was doing a sermon at his church, and this 15-year-old kid came up, walked on the altar, and started stabbing him with the knife. He had seven or eight stab wounds. And Bishop James Long, is that him? Is that his name, hon? Do you watch that too? But what happened was this kid, 15 years old, came up on the altar, and he started, stabbing this priest dude. And the young 15-year-old got taken down. Other people got hurt in the meantime while doing it. But this is what I call divine intervention. Okay? The kid that went up on the altar and started stabbing him, his knife never came out of the sheath. Okay? Never came out. And he was trying to get the knife out of the sheath, but it just wouldn't. And so, to me, for how good this person is, how good this person was. And there is no doubt in mind that there was divine intervention on that. The priest is in good shape. I mean, he got some scratch marks or whatever. He went to the hospital. But what was crazy about the whole thing about that 15-year-old, they had a close to 2,000 people surrounding that church wanting that kid to come up so, they could attack him and do whatever they're going to do to him. 2,000 was almost a freaking riot. What is this world coming to? But to me, that's divine intervention. You could take that. Nothing will ever change my mind. Jamar has wrote, okay, I'm gonna get up here. Jamar says, I was almost arrested at memorial site in Shanksville. It was before the memorial was built. That they had was a makeshift, and many family members of loved ones and people who cared left mementos. Well, there was nasty people who thought it was okay to mess with the offerings and altars. I went off and police got involved. Surprisingly, the cops did the right thing and threw the folks out who were disturbing the altars and mementos. Huh. What is wrong with people? What Tamar just said. What's wrong with people? Craziness, man. And Joe Fox says definitely. I definitely do believe in divine intervention. But back to Jamar's, it's just crazy how people will just go and destroy something sacred, going up on an altar and attacking a priest. Is that evil really bad out there? Or is it people that have mental illness? Whatever, I don't know. But people get their jollies off by hurting other things, hurting other people. For what? I don't know. Maybe they'll get a kick out of it. Jamar says it was horrible. Their children were taking the coins and messing with the memorials. Unbelievable. I don't call that, you know what, I blame the parents on that one, Jamar. I do, because that's ridiculous. Seriously. Ridiculous. People are just damn, or just downright mean. No wonder there's so many damn so-called evil spirits out there today. You release negative energy, the bad spirits are going to feed off that, and it's just like, you know, a buffet for them. They're not going to be nice. They're just going to hurt, you know, possess people or just get into people's minds and make them do stupid shit, you know, seriously. And what's really scary to most everybody, here's the scary part. When you're sitting in a restaurant or you're out walking or out shopping, and you look at the person's eyes, and there's no life in those eyes, pure black, no pupils, just pure black. It's scary. I admit it's scary. Jamar says, when I went off them, they threatened to harm me and it got ugly. Is it evil? Of course it's evil. You know, it's just this world is one massive evil entity is what this is. People are out to hurt. People are out to, you know, do harm to others. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. And don't get me wrong, there are a lot of good people out there. A lot of good people who have beautiful energy, that work with wonderful people. River Rose, good evening, Sean. I have seen that only one time, and you never forget it. And good evening to everybody, River. It's scary, isn't it, River? I'm telling you. Scary when you just see total black in a person's eyes and they're just like staring out into space, and you kind of know what's happening. So it's like all you do is say a little prayer for the people, you know, and send some light over and see what happens. But it's scary. But there's a lot of people that are waking up. Okay, how the media turns between, you know, black versus white, stuff like that. And, you know, all this racist shit that's going on. And you know what? It's not working anymore because I see every race, brown, Asians, black, white, you know, whoever, they're coming together. And that's a good sign. That's a good sign. It's not like how it's, you know, it's not like it was 20, 30 years ago. But I'll be honest with you guys, and the people my age and older, okay, sure, there was some tensions between the different races. But you know what? It never really escalated. It never really escalated where I lived. Okay? In fact, I had a lot of Asian friends. I had a lot of black friends. I had a lot of Mexican friends. I did. We never fought. We never called anybody. Hey, Tony Sabalos, good to see you, my friend. Good to see you. But we never fought. We disagreed. maybe didn't talk to to each other, but we never went out to intentionally harm them. And I'll give you a good for instance. When I was in the United States Navy, I was out at sea for 3 years and 2 months. Okay? And you're out in the middle of the ocean, there's nowhere to go. And you depend on people, that Jewish person, that Asian person, that Black person, to cover your ass, to save you just in case something happened. And then return, right? In return, okay, they expected me to do the same. Sure, there was some animosity there between the races, yes. But when it came down to a life or death situation, everybody had each other's backs. They would go the distance to save somebody. Yes. So, if you know, everybody hears me, they tell me, hey, listen, like they wanted to, everyone knows that I want the world to go and have one peaceful day with everybody, no fighting, no nothing. I'd like, you know, I'm changing that up a little bit. Okay, I'm going to change that up a little bit. I want to see the different races get together, hold hands, and stick up for one another. I want to see that. I want to see that solidarity. I want to see that unity. Because it's getting there. It's getting there. And if you have good unity, if you have good solidarity with good people, maybe the evil will go away. Tamar says, watching the horrible going on in Selma or hearing people call them gook, I lived in a world of ugly and I know firsthand of the bigoted, racist, xenophobic world I grew up in. Yeah, but it's changing, Tamar. It's changing. But who started that? Who started that, Tamar? I'm sure it was media. But I don't know. I'm just, I was a little baby. I was born in 1962, so I actually don't know when that happened. But I know when I grew up and when I went to school and I had friends of different races, I never did none of that crap. Never did. We all stuck together. We played basketball. We played football. Went over to the family's house and ate dinner. They came to my house and ate dinner. You know. But I am one of the last of the baby boomers. You know. But it's not like what it is today. It isn't. This whole world is not what it's like when I was growing up. And Jamar knows that. And Michael knows that. And all the other people who are around my age know that. What happened? I don't know. But I know if I got in trouble, I got my ass smacked. And then if I got in trouble with my neighbor ass, you know, smacked my ass. And then I'd go home, and then my parents would smack my ass. That just wasn't a smack either. But all of a sudden, you go to a restaurant and you see people, you know, a young couple with children. What do they do at the table? They sit and play on their phones. They look at their phones instead of having a family conversation. How many remember Sunday or Sunday dinners where the TV went off and everybody sat at the dinner table and talked? And talked. At my house, it was every night. And that's when you find out how people's days were going. By sitting around the table at dinner time and talking. Tell me I'm wrong. Tell me if I'm wrong. But who knows what's going to happen? You know, I'm just like the person that I can't blame the people, the young adults, the young couples, and whoever raising their children, and let them cry and run around the store all the time and screaming and yelling. You know, I can't tell them how to do the parent deal. But I tell you what, I shake my head and I'm thinking, wow, if I did what they're doing right now with them kids, I'd get my ass smacked really bad. Jamar says, I miss Northern California where people open doors for you and greet you with a smile and a hello. You know what? They do that here in Pittsburgh too, Jamar. And Jamar, I'm telling you, Pittsburgh is a wonderful place to live. It really is. We're nice. I mean, when people come in out of town, a lot of them are like, my God, you guys are wonderful people. And you know what? We treat them with respect. We don't go out and call them every freaking name in the book and treat them like shit. It's not the Pittsburgh way. Anybody out there that's from another state, anybody out there listening to, you know, this show tonight, come to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and I can guarantee you will have the warmest welcome ever. You really will. People will open their houses for you. Sit down, have a meal. People make sure you're fed. People make sure that you get around the city okay. Pittsburgh is a lovable city. It has been and it always will be. Jamar says, I love Pittsburgh, but this is Western Pennsylvania? Huh? What's that? Yucky? Pennsylvania yucky? Hey. Well, I'm glad you love Pittsburgh. You know, just come to Pittsburgh and you'll find out. And that the paranormal part of Pittsburgh, extremely haunted. Extremely haunted. I mean, you had the Carnegies here and all the other big names that lived here in Pittsburgh. And that it's just very, very, very haunted. You really don't need to go to places to, you know, investigate. You know, just go in the middle, just go to the city of Pittsburgh at night and just make sure you have somebody there with you because, I mean, it's not a bad city. It seems like it closes down around 7, 8 o'clock at night. But just go around and feel the energy down there. It's not bad. It's not bad at all. Go to Point Park. Okay. Jamar says, LOL. Yeah. Pennsylvania, like the backwoods of Appalachia. Do you know, Jamar, that Pittsburgh is the biggest city in the Appalachia Mountains? Hey, Brittany, good to see you. Welcome to the show. Thank you for stopping in. But yeah, Pittsburgh is the biggest city in the Appalachian Mountains. I just didn't understand that. I didn't know that until I did a show on it one time. But yeah, come to Pittsburgh and go sightseeing. You have to come for a weekend. You just can't come for one day and leave. You just can't do that. And experience Pittsburgh. You'll love it. Okay. Do you know where the city where we have the most bridges in America? We're number one on that. The majority of our city is all bridges almost. There's a lot of history here in Pittsburgh. Fort Pitt, Point Park, Point State Park, which was really big up in the Revolutionary War. Tamar says, the diversity here is amazing, and the architecture. Yeah, it is. It is. A lot of people that came over from overseas. There's a lot of Polish people here. There's a lot of Irish people here. There's a lot of German people. And they all live in different sections of, Pittsburgh, the county of Pittsburgh. And the best thing in the world to eat are pierogies. Yes, pierogies. Not the type you buy in the store that are frozen. I'm talking the ones that you go to the church and you buy them homemade. And then you have to get your, what is it? The breads, the homemade breads from the church. You hear babushka all the time. Yeah, women wear babushkas. But man, the food was awesome. Totally awesome. Tamar says, good hunky and Italian food. Yeah, very good. My ex-wife, she was a hunky. Oh, yeah. And so it was like, I ate good. I will say that. But we're at the 53-minute mark, and it's about time for me to wrap up the show. I want to thank you for all coming on tonight, or coming on, or in the chat room. It was a different type of show tonight, but I think it worked out okay. I had good people in the chat room. I had good listeners. God, wherever. You too have a good night too, Jamar. Seriously. And tomorrow is great. I'm off and I'm going to start my garden. Yeah. Got everything set up and I can't wait. Planting corn. I'm going to be planting peas. I'm going to be growing peppers. I'm going to be growing potatoes. I'm going to be growing carrots. So I'm really looking forward. Cindy Simpson, good night to you. Thank you for stopping in. And on that note, I'm going to pull three cards and we'll see where these animal totems cards take you. So remember the three cards that I pulled. The first one is your past, the second one is the now, and the third one's your future. Okay? So whenever I'm done, whenever I pull these, then write them down and look them up. Now, your past card is the bear. Good night, Brittany. First one is bear, and that's in your past. In the now, your middle card is the deer. Okay. And the third card I'm about to pull for your future is the dog. So write these animals down. The bear is your past. The deer is for you right now. And the dog is for your future. So hopefully you'll get a decent reading out of those cards. So I want to thank you, PRN, again for allowing me to do my show tonight. This Sunday, I'm going to try to get my friend Roy White, and we're going to talk about the investigation down to Dude Up Arms. I'm going to talk to him a little bit, see if he can come on next Sunday. Don't forget, next Tuesday, the 23rd, I'm going to have my good friend Michael Anthony come on, and we're going to talk about some stuff, and if you want to know what we're going to talk about, just go on my Facebook page and the Pittsburgh Paranormal Facebook page and look at the big advertisement that he made and we put up. So, children, please, if you can, go to your parents, give them a hug, and tell them that you love them. And parents, please go to your children, give them a hug, and tell them that you love them. If you have no parents, and if you have no children, find somebody, and give them a hug, and tell them that you love them. Because those three words, I love you, go a long way. And on that note, have a good night, have an excellent week, and I will see you Sunday.